Hey, this is Mike Essen. We're all looking forward to football season. It's almost July. I'm going to do a new spin on it, thinking about talking about the most overrated players and the most overrated coach in history. A lot of these coaches and players are very iconic. They are very talked about. When you think about it, are they really that great? Let's start with the most overrated coach in history. As sinful as this is to say in Miami, Don Shula, by far. Think about it. For the first 10 years of his career, he did a great job. He coached Baltimore. He coached the undefeated Dolphins. After that, what? He had the most wins in history after 40 years. But he also had some of the most, almost the most losses. He made the worst trade by far in history. Remember a great receiver from Minnesota named Anthony Carter? A possible Hall of Famer who should be in the Hall of Fame? He traded him for a guy named Robin Hood, Senline. His play calling was abysmal. His draft choices were terrible. I almost don't even know what makes him so great. I think it was his first 12 years. In the end of his career, he read the papers. He got you there but choked. Remember this very clearly. The never-ending debate with me is I always thought Montana was better than Marino. I don't think Marino was overrated. I think he was great, but I think Tom Brady being the best quarterback ever, which I think you can say that, being that he had the first 3 years of his career, of his three championships, having no support, and the rest of his better years coming later. I always thought Montana was better. Remember this, so in 84. Rice was in college. Montana did not have any 1,000-yard receivers. Marino had 2,000-yard receivers, the best year of his career. And Shula and the coach and the team totally choked in the Super Bowl. So Don Shula being the most overrated coach by far. I have three quarterbacks you have to that are very overrated. Start from the most that people are going to drop their mouths off. Joe Namath and the New York Jets. What, Mike? Absolutely. Take away 1968 Super Bowl, where he guaranteed the win and got the fame. And his mouth had a lot to do with it too, and to me he was even overrated. I don't think he was as interesting as people thought he was. Take away that year, what did he really accomplish? Like, if you look at the statistics, they were average at best. Only one more Pro Bowl. Very overrated player. Troy Aikman, who had three championships. Look at his supporting cast. The greatest. He had Emmitt Smith, one of the greatest running backs ever. In fact, better than a very overrated choice I'm going to give later because it was more consistent. The best offensive line ever, great receivers, the defensive players. Trey Aikman was an average quarterback in a great team with no statistics at all. And Drew Bledsoe with the most attempts ever. What do you expect but good statistics but doing nothing else? Now, two of the most overrated running backs. The most by far, hold on to your seats, please, Walter Payton. What, Mike? I'm not saying he was not excellent, but I don't think he was great. Think about this. A 4-4 lifetime average is nothing special. Jim Brown had a 5-2, who's the greatest. Barry Sanders had 5-0, which to me is second. But look at Gale Sayers. I mean, Jim Brown had a great line. He was not the greatest Chicago Bear of all time. Sears had a shortened career, but he was incredible. Hey, he was a killer, but O.J. Simpson had a 4.7 lifetime average. 4.4, I think Emmitt Smith was better, though he was in the same category because he was more consistent. He had better balance. Peyton had two great seasons in 77-85. I think he was the MVP in 77-85. The whole team did great, except the later, who I'm going to pick the most overrated player ever. He was not that special. John Riggins, to me, was a very overrated player. The Diesel. He had so many carries. He had a 3.9 lifetime average. That's not even good. They just gave him the ball. I think his hype, too, was the Super Bowl he won. And I remember in 82, in the very strike-shortened season, which I don't even count. Come on, 9 games, the greatest carries, the greatest games were out. I mean, there's an asterisk next to it. Count it. If not for that 44-yard run, he was not anything special for the Jets or the Redskins at all, except he got 4,000-yard seasons in his 40s. Also put Eddie George there, who didn't get the hype. He had tons of carries for the later Oilers. Though they were my favorite team, he was not my favorite player. Later the Titans, hardly a great player. For wide receivers, this will shock people too, but Lynn Swann was a very overrated player. Take away the Super Bowls he had, especially Super Bowl from 75 and 78, where he got a lot of his fame, statistically, he didn't do much. In fact, John Stallworth and later Hans Ward for the Steelers, just take Stallworth from that team, had much better statistics than he ever did. In fact, later in his career, he had more longevity. But by far, the most overrated player ever was a defensive player named William the Refrigerator Perry for the Chicago Bears. Here, people talk about how great he was. He was an icon. He never had a Pro Bowl. He was on a great team. He didn't do anything at all. So, here I am picking players like Don Shula, Walter Payton, Joe Namath, but the Refrigerator Perry, an average player, not even an average player, but the most overrated. We'll have more football shows. Enjoy the seasons. My guests are signing off.